This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 4 minutes and 38 seconds. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to tell us she is not going to tell us how long a considerable time is. How long, in other words, until interest rates go up. That's at the top of the list of economic unknowns right now. So question one for Fed Chair Janet Yellen today was, how long? I'll spare you the whole thing, but the bottom line was, we'll know it when we see it.
I know considerable time sounds like it's a calendar concept, but it is highly conditional and it's linked to the committee's assessment of the economy.
Yeah, so that. Elsewhere in macroeconomics, inflation numbers were out today that might complicate the Fed's calculations. Dr. Yellen et al. Want inflation somewhere near 2%. But this morning, we learned consumer prices actually fell last month. Not, I'm sure, what the Fed has had in mind. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
When the Labor Department released the Consumer Price Index numbers for August today, Janet Yellen got a shock. Everybody expected the CPI to come in just shy of the Fed's goal of 2% inflation, but the actual number, 1.7%. Inflation is just not being cooperative.
CPI is a little bit like the puppy that refuses to get housebroken and is spoiling the Fed's carpet.
That's Jonathan Lewis, who, yes, is in the midst of training a stubborn puppy, but is also chief investment officer at Samson Capital Advisors. He says today's inflation numbers are a mess for the Fed, a warning flag. Mark Gertler is an economist at NYU. He's also disappointed with the CPI numbers.
The low inflation numbers are a symptom of weakness in the economy. The economy is still not as strong as we would like.
That's a problem for the Fed because it can't raise interest rates when the economy is weak, and the Fed can't keep rates near zero forever. But Gennady Goldberg sees a bright side for the Fed. He's U.S. strategist for TD Securities.
The lower inflation is actually giving them quite a bit of breathing room. There's very little pressure on the Fed to hike interest rates now.
And everybody expects inflation to get up to where the Fed wants it eventually. As asset manager and dog lover Jonathan Lewis puts it, puppies will get trained sooner or later. It just takes some longer than others. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.